In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have the beautiful holiday of the coming down of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Disciples, called the Holy Trinity Day also. My beloved, we know that when the apostles had received the Holy Spirit, then there was, before that, there was lots of noise and people gathered around that building. What is going on? And of course, you know, and that as you heard it in the how it happened is that the disciples and Mother of God were sitting in the Jerusalem waiting for the Holy Spirit to come, and when the Holy Spirit came, it came as flames, as separate flames, and came in, and upon every one of the disciples, and of course, and the Mother of God, and they have gotten the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they have immediately had lost all the fear. Before that, they had fear. They were afraid that maybe the Jewish government hierarchy is going to try to kill them, as they have killed their teacher, Jesus Christ, their God. And so they were afraid to come out in any place in the public. But this time, after receiving the grace of the Holy Spirit, all the fear had escaped them immediately. And they came out immediately on top of the roofs and started to proclaim about the salvation, about the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Savior, and that He came to save everybody. And by their teachings, and they were speaking all of a sudden in different languages, or they may have been because there was Jews there, there was Greeks, there was all kinds of different people came to Jerusalem, and everybody heard their own language. And of course, those who didn't understand the language, they started to say, "Oh, they're drunk, they're speaking like that." And of course, Saint Peter corrected and says, "Well, people usually don't start drinking until towards the evening." And of course, he was able to convert with the first big preaching. He was able to convert actually thousands of people, my beloved. And that's how the work started. Through the grace of the Holy Spirit, they were able to go and bring the good news of the salvation to all the world, not only to the Jewish nation, but started to go to all the countries all over the world and convert the pagans and everybody in the world by their preachings, and by performing many, many miracles, because the Lord said so, that you will be able to do miracles even more than I did. Well, in a sense, it's only what he tried to say is that they're going to go all around the whole world, and they're going to do all kinds of miracles. And they did. They resurrected the dead. They healed all kinds of sicknesses. They did all kinds of miracles, and they stopped the storms, and they did everything that the Lord had done, because He had told them that they should do it, and they'll be able to do it. And they did all those things to convert people to believe in Jesus Christ, that He is the true Messiah, and that He is the Creator of the universe, and because of His great love, He came down to the earth to show us a way, and how we'll be able to prepare ourselves to bring Him in our heart, so to make an abode in our heart of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. My beloved, We have to work, though. We have to work on ourselves to make sure that we don't be sidetracked all the time, or that we won't lose sight of the Lord, so that we won't lose sight of the eternal life. Because if we look at things just through with the eyes that we see around here, and not through the eyes of the eternal life, and the hope of the eternal life, we'll get tied up so much in this temporary life, and we will be oblivious of the life that we should live, so that we'll be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. May all the disciples received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and of course the Mother of God, and the Theotokos, and all the saints that continue to pray to the Lord that He would send us also, every one of us, the grace of the Holy Spirit, so that through whom we will be able to have true prayers, and will be able to love the Lord with all heart, might, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, and truly to be able to bless those who curse us, and do good to those who harm us, and to live according to the gospel. Amen. God bless you.